Black bears weigh between 200 and 500 pounds. Brown bears weigh between 300 and over 1,000 pounds. Black bears run away from you. Brown bears run at you. When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground and cover your face and head with your hands. When the bear is finished batting you around and mauling you, contact the U.S. Forest Service.
That's a PSA by Dwight Schrute from the TV show The Office. He may be a bear expert on a hit comedy, but for biologist and Ann Arbor Bear Observatory site manager Sarah Bullock, bear safety is no laughing matter.
You have to assess the situation. You don't try to talk it down, you know, talk calmly to that animal, back away, try to get downwind so that bear can smell you and knows that you're human. You talk to it to try to calm it down a little bit as you try to back away and try to get away from that very potentially dangerous situation.
That's Bullock explaining how to get out of what she considers one of the most dangerous bear scenarios, running into a mother brown bear with her cubs.
In that kind of situation, the reason why it would be a brown bear instead of a black bear is that brown bears have evolved in an open type habitat, and they're more prone to confront their threat, as in, say, a black bear that has evolved in, say a forested environment, which is more likely to flee a threat.
Bear attacks aren't common in Southeast Alaska, but Bullock says that doesn't mean the bears aren't out there. She says black and brown bears are coming out of a dormancy period and are actively seeking high-protein foods, like skunk cabbage, grasses, insects, barnacles, clams, and mussels. But Bullock says there are bear deterrents people can buy to take with them when heading out into the woods. Some things include bear-safe containers for food, bear sprays, bear whistles, bells, or some kind of rifle or shotgun. Bullock says if you do encounter a black or brown bear during the dormancy months of November through March, it's important to be very cautious.
Could be a bear that is injured in some way and is not capable of, wasn't capable of getting his or their nutritional requirements, and they'll be looking with more intent to find something. So if you see a bear during that those period of time, I would give it more caution than, say, in the summertime when, you know, there's food abundant.
For those who are interested in seeing bears, she says good areas on Wrangell Island include Tom's Lake, Tom's Creek and Tom's Place, Fool's Creek and Fool's Estuary, Earl West Creek and Earl West Cove. And if you want to expand out into the Wrangell Ranger District in the Tongass National Forest, Bullock recommends Ann Arbor Bay and Ann Arbor Wilderness Observatory. Overall, she says when it comes to being bear aware, it's key to be informed and educated about bears before heading out into the wilderness.
I would say the number one thing they should do is educate themselves on bear behavior and how bears communicate with each other, because how bears communicate with each other is how they're going to communicate with us. They don't treat us any different. So basically, you know, look up on the internet, on YouTube, in books, you know, pamphlets. There's plenty of literature out there talking about bear etiquettes and being bear aware.
If you have questions regarding bears or bear safety, contact the U.S. Forest Service or Sarah Bullock at the Ann Arbor Bear Observatory. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.